Well, you clicked the link. Yay! What you are about to hear is my testimony of the day that I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. I hope that it inspires and encourages you on your journey to a deeper and closer walk with Him. Thanks in advance for listening. I've been in a serious relationship with God since 1999. I had grown up in church, but up until then, I had zero revelation of who God was, other than someone that needed to receive and obey so I didn't go to hell. I had never heard about a relationship with God. The concept was foreign to me, non-existent. I grew up in an environment where the Holy Spirit, or rather the Holy Ghost, was more of something you experienced or caught on Sunday on a really good song. But He wasn't known to me as the third person of the Trinity that wanted to dwell within me and desired a relationship with me. He wasn't known as my teacher, guide, comforter, or friend. The Holy Ghost was just something I could never seem to catch or grasp a hold of. At this time in my life, I was at the height of my depression and anxiety, and I was searching. I started attending every church program or Bible class I could make it to, but nothing quite gave me the answer to what I was looking for. We were singing about a healer that I couldn't experience and about an unspeakable joy that I just didn't have. So either this was all just a bunch of hoopla and God was a liar, or what I was searching for wasn't where I was. God had to be bigger than this. This certainly was not it. So I left. During those 4 years, I was still searching, but my search for God was being overcome by my depression. I was losing jobs, relationships, and friendships. Everything in my life seemed to be coming apart at the seams. So it was then, on a Sunday in July 1999, that I decided this was it. I was going to die. I waited until my mother, sister-in-law, and niece had left for church. I wanted to say that it was the first Sunday my mom had been back to church since her cancer diagnosis and chemotherapy treatments. My oldest brother and sister were at work. My youngest brother was living in another state. I was home alone. I waited a while after they left and then went downstairs to get a concoction of pills out of my mother's and brother's rooms. They had all sorts of prescription narcotics for pain and other medicine readily available right there on their dressers. So I poured a few from each bottle into my hands, grabbed a glass of water from the kitchen, and went up to my room to do the deed. This time, there wasn't going to be a call coming from my special friend to stop me. He was gone. This time, it was just me and my way out. I didn't write a letter. I figured my journals would be more than enough for them to know why I had to go. So I started taking the pills. There was no tears and eerily enough, no fear. I just sat on my bed, placing pill after pill on my tongue and calmly washed them down with water. I was halfway through my handful of pills when I heard someone call my name. And then clear as a bell, I heard him say, "Would you give me another chance?" It was then that the tears began to stream down my face. I knew that voice, and I knew my answer. A few weeks prior, I had this weird experience. I was in my room, laying in my bed in the middle of the day. My mom and I were home alone. She was bedridden at the time and had been undergoing some intense chemotherapy. As I was laying there, I heard someone call my name. So I rolled out of bed and went to her room and stood in the doorway. "Did you call me?" "No," she said. "I didn't call you." "Oh, I thought I heard someone call my name." She looked at me as if to say, "Well, it wasn't me, sweetheart." So I shrugged it off and went back upstairs to lay down. A few minutes later, as clear as a bell, I hear someone call my name again. So I went downstairs and I stood in the doorway and asked, "Did you call me?" And she said, "No." I said, "I keep hearing someone call my name." To which she replied, "That must be God trying to get your attention. The next time you hear him, just say, 'Yes, Lord.'" I stood there looking like, okay. And then she tells me the story of Samuel and Eli, which I don't think I had ever heard before or just didn't remember. So I went back upstairs and lay down again. But I didn't get the third call as Samuel did that day. Instead, I would get that third call as I was halfway through taking a handful of pills to end my life. As the tears streamed down my face, I fell to my knees on the floor. In the midst of my tears, I heard him say to me, "Turn on the radio." So I crawled over to my radio and hit the power button, and this is what I heard. I can say is that by the end of that song, I had finally encountered who I had been desperately searching for. And at that moment, I began a relationship with God, and I've been following him diligently ever since. So that's my testimony. And over these past 20 plus years, God continues to show up in my life in ways that I can't even explain, other than to say it's just him. It's his unique and divine signature upon my life. I believe God wanted me to share this story with you because he has predestined your future and given purpose to your life. He loves you so much that he will go to great lengths just to show you how much he loves you and desires to be in relationship with you. He doesn't just want to be Lord and Savior. He wants to be your Father, your Comforter, and your friend. And all you have to do is surrender to him and allow him to sign his unique and divine signature upon your heart and life. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, be blessed.